Hey guys.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Boys and girls.
Welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
Yes, sir.
My name, of course, is Tyler.
And my name, but of course, is Clay.
Yeah.
And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers. This is an all things Marvel podcast.
Yeah.
We're talking movies, we're talking shows, we're talking specials. We're going to give our comments, questions, and concerns. Maybe we can answer a couple of your guys' questions while we're at it.
Your guys' questions.
Maybe, possibly. I don't know if we have a lot of answers today. We'll be real with you.
Yeah. A lot of great questions recently, though. Really appreciate all of you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, Gonzo, before we jump into it, what are we covering today?
Agatha, all along, episode 7.
7.
It's been kind of flying by, I'm not going to lie.
Sort of. Doing it, watching it, yes, but I haven't had a weekend in the last 7 weekends.
Yeah.
That's kind of killing me.
Yeah, yeah.
But worth it.
Doing an app every week.
Yeah.
Kind of
I'm staying up till like 4 a.m. to make sure everything gets edited and then exported, then uploaded, yeah. And titled and thumbnailed, and
yeah,
it gets tedious.
It's a grind.
It is,
but
it's fun.
It is fun.
And I actually wanted to say this before we jumped into Act One, if this
sure,
is okay.
Sure.
But me personally, I'm not going to speak for you here, but pretty much everything that we've covered thus far, excluding Endgame, I've been able to watch through like an analytical lens of like, okay, that is a talking point. Okay, that's something weird. Oh, that's a plot hole. Something just like, you know, I type in my notes, do this and that. Endgame, obviously, I get lost in that. It's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, it's my favorite just because it just is the whole ensemble. It's the button, or it's the bow on the present, you mm-hmm. know, and I love that. But I've noticed that this show is, I'm also getting lost in it. And it could just be because it's new and I'm just absorbing it for the first time. But I also feel like it's a great show. And
yeah.
Specifically this episode, home run.
Great episode.
A fantastic episode. And like by the time I was done, I was like, I got to rewatch it so yeah. I can get my notes pretty much.
Yeah.
So far, they've really figured it out. Cheapest Marvel project.
Very good.
And it's doing
this
well.
I was docking them for like doing that because you're a $1 billion company.
Yep.
You're my Disney. You don't need me like doing that.
You don't need to pinch pennies here.
Because of, I know I said Echo wasn't like,
it was okay.
It was okay. It wasn't amazing,
yeah.
You know, but this show is definitely setting the standard for low budget projects.
I agree.
And quality.
Yep.
Film.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I fully agree with like your statement. I mm-hmm. think this episode definitely.
Yeah.
I was fully invested. Mm-hmm. By the end of the episode, I think I only had 1 point. So like I had to like rewatch some certain points, kind of gather my thoughts.
Yeah.
But I think the only show that really did that for me was Loki.
No,
like,
yeah.
I was like,
that's fair.
Like I couldn't keep my eyes off the screen.
Yeah.
You're like, if you miss one little thing, it's a big difference, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
But this, especially this episode,
yeah.
If you miss one little detail,
yeah,
you're going to be lost.
Absolutely.
So I really liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
with that being said, Gonzo, are you ready for act number uno?
Yes, sir.
Are the people ready for act number uno?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're going to sing out there. Okay, I mean, we can't let the crowd, you know, go to waste. Gonzo.
Bang.
Act 1. The episode opens with Agatha calling Billy out for trying to read her mind. Billy scoffs, but decides to ask about Rio. But Agatha decides not to answer that question and asks if she has any other questions for her, since she is his mom's ex-best friend. Sorry,
that's a lot.
It's convoluted.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Billy tells Agatha that Wanda isn't his mom, but asks if she is dead. Agatha says no. Then yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
No detail there, which
yeah.
is, I mean, great, because I want Wanda to be alive.
It's a little foreshadowing.
Definitely.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They see their next building for their next trial in the distance. Beautiful castle.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibe.
Great castle.
Yeah, great castle.
Yeah, I wish we saw more of it.
Yeah, we saw one room.
Little, I think the top of the tower.
Yeah. Inside the castle, Billy grabs the tarot cards and the timer starts. TikTok. No app.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Billy starts reading for Agatha, but he isn't familiar with all the meanings of each card. He places the card onto the table and a sword drop falls down, and they realize the ceiling has several swords on it, endangering their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Billy places another card, and another sword falls. Agatha grabs the deck of cards and starts slamming cards onto the table, saying it's a numbers game. They will either get the placements right, or the ceiling will run out of swords, as many swords start falling. Sure. A terrible mentality.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, after Agatha's stunt, the table rotates, and the ceiling begins to creep down toward them. That is the end of act number one.
All right. I got some quick points for act one.
Okay.
Last episode, I think at the end, I know it was your favorite. I was just wanting to see the road. I wanted to see more progression.
Yep.
And I'm happy that we were back on the road.
Yep.
And we get to see another trial.
Yep.
So I was happy to see that.
Absolutely.
Loved the trial.
It was a great trial.
Probably the best trial I think I've seen.
I don't know if I agree with that, but...
I liked it a lot. I mean, for... Yeah, I don't know. Episode 3 is definitely, like,
that's, up there. I think that's my favorite.
Yeah. But this was definitely really better than episode 5, the Ouija board.
I agree with that 1,000%.
Yeah.
I think that so far that's been the worst trial.
And especially knowing it's Lilia's, you know, especially you've been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to spoil anything here, but this motherfucker don't miss.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah. But yeah, I was excited about that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
And then I had a question or just some, I was a little confused.
Okay. Let's see if I can give you some clarity. Maybe the people a little clarity.
Yeah. When Agatha and Billy are walking down the road, I think she says something along the lines about his mother. And he's like, it's not my mother.
Yeah.
Why would he say that about Wanda
that
like isn't his mom?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because he doesn't remember Wanda that much?
Mm-hmm.
And he just has more of a connection with William's mom.
Yeah.
If that makes any sort of sense to the audience.
The adopted parents, whatever. I looked at that as that they raised him.
Yeah.
So like that's who he claims. Like I'm not adopted. I don't think. Be crazy.
That'd be wild.
I mean, mom has a full head of hair. I don't, so maybe I don't know.
It'd be crazy if I was adopted, because, like, dang, we looked...
Yeah, that would be nuts.
Yeah. Like, my brother and I, like...
You guys were both pulled then. but I look at it as, like, I imagine the way, like, a adopted children, when they're adopted at a really young age, that the adopted parents, that's who they call their mom and dad.
Yeah.
And then they'll call, like, the biological mother, biological father. But these are my parents.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it for him, because he's been with them for several years.
Three.
He was with Wanda several.
Yeah.
More than one or two.
Yeah.
I guess that's a few.
Whatever. I wasn't like correcting. I was just saying like three years.
That's fine. I mean, you can just keep fact checking me.
No.
This was a debate.
Fact checking. Fat.
You can call me fat now.
No. Fact.
No, it's fine. I get it.
Fact.
I need to lose some weight. It's fine.
No, fact.
Anyway, but that's why I look at it.
Yeah.
I imagine that's kind of where he's at. He's been with them longer. They've given him more insight.
Well, if you think about it, too, like 3 years for him it's like decades. Because when he was a little kid.
Yeah. He grew so fast.
So fast.
And what, a week or whatever?
A week.
Yeah.
So, like, this is probably a lot longer for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. He's aging in, like, dog years.
Yeah. Literally.
Is that what you have, though?
That is.
Okay.
That is,
short, sweet, to the point. Yeah. I love that out of you. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Maybe you can give me a little insight of how you looked at it.
Yep.
So Agatha has been able to read Billy's mind the entire time, or is it only since the sigil has been broken? And I further my point by saying maybe that's how she knew who he was from the moment that she met him.
Yeah.
So remember, she says that in last episode, I believe,
okay.
or two episodes ago. And it seems like during the walk when she was like, you can ask your questions out loud, meaning I interpreted that as like she's in his mind, so just say them. It's just us out here.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, what's your mentality on that?
And I think she was just reading his, like, facial expression. It seemed disturbed. Got that female intuition.
Mm-hmm. Women be smart.
You got to trust that.
Especially mothers.
The female intuition is the crazy thing.
I agree with that.
But, yeah, I don't think she can read his mind exactly. I think she was just...
Reading body language.
Reading the body language
of
the situation.
Okay. I interpreted it as she was reading.
Because he wants to ask her questions, but he doesn't trust her.
Yeah.
And he doesn't also
believe anything she's going to say.
Yeah, and also not really the biggest fan of her.
Correct.
At the moment. Yeah. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
We've talked about it several times. We've always been good about pointing them out, but the moon phases on the drawbridge this time instead of on the door. Beautiful. Loved it. It was cool. And then great we kind of touched on it. What was that?
I said great scenery.
Oh.
For the trial.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I touched on it when I was reading the act, but Agatha's thought process when just slamming all the cards down, it's not a great thought process, but I don't think it's terrible. Like, as long as, if you're placing and looking up, and you just kind of like, okay, if one's falling toward me, you know, side strafe left.
Yeah.
Dolphin dive right. I just did them backwards. You know what I'm saying? Dolphin dive backwards. Look at your feet like you're playing Black Ops 6.
It's in his head. He just finished his first game.
Oh, I want to get back.
He went off, dropped 50. No big deal.
53, you know what I'm saying?
Did get the L.
Did get the L. I got five caps, though. I mean, I'm trying out
here. He's trying, yeah.
I didn't even have creative class
either. I was watching him, you know, only person on objective B. Gotta be better.
Gotta be better, teammates. Gotta be better. But yeah, I just thought, you know, I feel like in that situation, I wouldn't put it past myself to think the same way. Like, hey, guys, why don't we all just, like, grab a chair, put it over our heads, and just...
Yeah.
And then wait for the ceiling to... Unless it reloads.
Yeah, I mean, if... That would probably be the best way of thinking it if you had no idea how that thing works.
Yeah.
The tarot. Is that how it's called?
Tarot, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably do the same thing. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, even if you know about the tarot cards, like, you know placing one has the swords fall.
Yeah.
Well, I call it 55 up there. Just place 55 cards. If it doesn't reload,
yeah,
then you're good. Yeah. I mean, granted, you know, some fishy stuff happens and, you know, lowers. Yeah. And that's when it becomes an issue.
Do you think... Right after she said that, like, it kind of got triggered, you know? Or was it always going to do that?
No, I think it was always going to do it. Yeah. I think it always was.
Yeah.
But that's what I have.
All right. Those are quick points for Act 1.
Quick for Act 1.
I think we have a lot more dialogue for Act 2 and Act 3.
Yeah. That's where the meaty parts are.
Yeah. Well, let's jump right into Act 2.
Yeah.
Act 2. Now with Lilia and Jen, Jen tells Lilia that she told her they needed to walk down the tunnel and find shelving. Jen tells Lilia she's being wispy and kooky, which is a callback to episode 4, and then things that Lilia randomly said start connecting. Little connections. You know, the watchers love the connections here.
Oh, we love these all day.
A young Lilia is with her mother, and the mother realizes it is the adult Lilia, and she is just visiting. Mm-hmm. They begin a lesson in tea leaves. Lilia looks into the tea leaves and goes back to her body in the tunnel with Jen.
Mm.
Lilia says the flow of time is an illusion and that she has experienced her life out of sequence.
Mm. I mean, it's just a conspiracy. Time is just a conspiracy. Birds aren't real. 9/11. Been a while.
There we go.
Sorry, continue.
Growing up, she would have gaps in her life. They are getting worse now, and she thinks because she is close to the end. Lily gets up and grabs Billy, scolding him, but Billy reads her mind and starts answering all her questions in her head, including that if he could, he would have saved Alice. Jen gets Lilia off Billy and tells her that she experienced a gap and that they are all cool with Billy. Lilia experiences another vision, and she is back with her mother, who tells her it is not her job to control what's going on, but to see what's going on.
You know what I'm saying? The watch. Big C, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, yo.
Co-rip!
Lily goes back in the tunnel with Jen, where she finds Billy's spellbook on the ground. Lily and Jen finally hear Agatha and Billy going through the trial and see the shelving, and they barge through to complete the trial together as a coven.
Beautifully, dun, dun, dun. Well done out of you.
Thank you, sir.
Real quick, when I was watching this episode, when Jen was like, "You told us we had to go down this part of the tunnel and then look for shelving."
Yeah,
I just imagine it's gonna be like shelves like this on like the mud wall, and I was like, "What are we doing?"
She's like, oh, "Shelving."
Yeah, that was perfect. But as for my Act 2 notes, tunnel, pretty good vibe.
Love it. I love the glowing vines.
It reminded me a lot of when they enter the Witch's Road in the beginning from Agatha's house, that little spiral staircase.
Teal, bluish color.
Blue. This is more of like a yellow.
Yeah.
But and it's crazy when you get like a side preview, like these vines are like they're off the wall.
How many seas?
I would probably say what, 4 to 7?
I'd say 4.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it depends.
Depends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I love it. I mean, it's muddy, it's gross, sure, but like good vibe overall.
Good vibes.
I did call it that the random things that Lilia would say. What's up, brother? Tuesday. I did call it that Lilia, the random things that Lilia was saying would connect, and I specifically remember bridging the two, save Agatha and then Alice don't.
Yeah.
I put those two together. I'm just throwing that out there. It was
only if you were like, what if it's flipped?
Yeah.
And you're just like, Alice, don't save Agatha.
Well, I mean, I kind of did say that.
Yeah.
But just said, not as, like, not from episode 3 and 4. Did it from last episode.
Got you. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you.
It would have been better if I was connecting the dots much earlier.
Yeah.
But my brain's a little slow.
Yeah, I mean, I should have.
Brain's on Call of Duty all week. What can I say? Forget about it.
Yeah.
And my last thing I wanted to point out was that they did Jen's costume very dirty in this episode.
Really hitting the themes of witches.
Witch.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny as well, because it seems like Lilia, out of all of them, has been the one that's like, I hate the witch stereotype, and you know, we don't all ride brooms, and we're not all green, and we don't all do, like, you know, bad spells.
Yeah.
But then her trial is like all the most stereotypical, yeah, witch, like, costumes and like the tarot card readings and everything like that. I just find it kind of funny.
I've never seen that type of witch though, that she was wearing, like that fit she was wearing.
I want to say, I
is it from the Diz, like,
I want to say it's like a Wizard of Oz for most of it.
Maybe. Well, I know Wizard of Oz is Agatha's character.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
And Angelina Jolie's is Billy's. And then,
oh yeah, from like Maleficent or whatever.
I don't know, Jen's.
I've seen the like the animated version. I don't know what they're from. I'll be honest with you, but it's an old cartoon.
Let us know.
Yeah, I've like, when I saw the picture, I was like, oh, that's who she is. Like, yeah. I couldn't like name it, but I was like, oh, I've seen that before.
Okay, it's animated.
Yeah, it's like an old, like, old Disney movie.
Like, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
yeah, like a. One of the princesses.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Old gray witch with a black cloak. I'm pretty sure does like bad things with apples.
Yes.
It's not Hansel and Gretel, but is it?
No.
Is it Snow White?
No. Is it Snow White? Snow White, well, the one with the red and like yellow dress?
I believe that's what she wears. I don't know. I've never seen it. I'm just Hail Marying.
Yeah. I think you might be right. Whatever.
Anyway.
Anyways. For my points, you're all done, right?
Yes, sir.
I just like you kind of going back, I like how they mashed up Alice Don't Save Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I caught that on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how that kind of...
The pieces are starting to connect,
yeah,
with it needed to episode 7.
Yeah.
I mean, next week is season finale Eve.
Yeah. And then I wanted to touch on Billy.
Okay.
I'm confused why he doesn't know who he is. I feel like the powers are kind of a tell. From talking to Ralph,
mm-hmm,
he's like, one was fast, and mm-hmm, another one was reading minds.
Yes.
And he was clearly...
the reading minds guy.
Yeah, clearly the reading minds guy.
Yeah. But that could have just been another mutant. Like, doesn't mean it had to have been him.
Yeah. I don't... yeah, I was just confused why he doesn't know who he is. I don't know.
I think if he was
Billy or Tommy. I thought that was weird.
Well, he didn't say if he was Billy or Tommy.
Oh, if he was Billy.
William or Billy.
Okay, see, that's where I thought he said Tommy.
Ah, no.
Let's forget that question then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, my next one is, why why wouldn't he ask where Tommy is? Like, why wouldn't he ask where Tommy is when Lilia does the tarot with him? I thought that's why he wanted to go on the road in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have been an excellent opportunity for Billy to get some sprinkles / hints, mm-hmm, where his brother is. Is it because he lied and he's seeking something else, aka Mama Wanda?
Mm. As much as I would love for him to want Mama Wanda more than anything, I do think he just doesn't want to show all of his cards, especially to Agatha. And Agatha's still in the room, so I think the less she knows, the better.
She already knows he's looking for Tommy, though.
Not 100%, though, because she was like, oh, do you have any questions about... Like, she's not, like, 100% certain on that idea.
Well, I'm talking about from last episode when she was, like, figuring out, like, why would you want to go on the road?
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, breaking it down. Would you, yeah, like Mom? And she's like, oh, who's...
Or the brother.
Yeah.
But it's not...
seemed like she knew the answer.
Could have. I mean, I didn't. I interpreted it as like just kind of like kind of what we do with theories, just throwing darts and hoping one sticks.
Yeah.
Hoping to get like a ruse out of him. And then if the beginning when I said she was reading mine, but she was just reading body language, if she said Tommy and he like kind of did something, that's like a, okay, that's the tell.
Yeah.
And maybe it could have been.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure. But I think just keeping his cards close is more ideal.
Okay.
And also, well, no, because I guess that would be his journey on Earth, is trying to find Tommy on Earth. I don't know. I think he was just trying to not give away all of his cards. And I do think that that's still an important question for him. Am I Billiam? Am I Billy or am I William?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Yeah. And that's like an internal battle that's all about him.
Yeah, I just feel like...
It's also hard to get a tarot reading about like a location of where someone could be. It's all about like inward...
That's what I'm saying. Sprinkles or hints.
Mm-hmm. So that's like, fair.
You know?
Yeah.
Because obviously she's not like, he's...
42 degrees west, 92.47
you know,
degrees north.
Yeah. But that's all my points for act number deuce.
Okay. That threw me off. Okay. All right. Well, let's jump into act 3 then, shall
Roger.
We? Okay. Act 3. Lily walks over to the table so she can finish the trial. Lily tells Billy he must ask the question about his journey on Earth, so he asks, am I William or am I Billy? Mm. Lily places the magician card on the table and a sword falls. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
She pulls the next card, which is the sun, and another sword falls, almost impaling Lilia, but she is tackled by Agatha. Lilia transfers back to her mother, telling her that death is a comfort, and that death is the only thing that we all have in common. That's fair.
That's a great quote.
It is.
Yeah.
We are back with Lily and Jen right after they fall through the mud. They hear the Salem Seven in the distance, so they hide.
Agatha Harkness, where are you?
Lilia goes back to the trial and realizes she has to be the traveler, not Billy.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts drawing cards for herself. As Lilia grabs her last card, she is put back in the beginning of the tunnel with Jen, where she sees Rio. But only this time we see Rio in her true form.
Yep.
As death. great. The last card is placed in the trial and the ceiling stops moving and the Iron Maiden opens.
Yep.
Not the exit, the Iron Maiden.
Mm-hmm.
Great band. They all enter the Iron Maiden, and Lilia gives Billy his spellbook back, but she closes the door for them instead of entering as well, sacrificing her life. Once again, furthering your point of every fucking trial, something bad happens. Lilia tells Agatha, when she calls you a coward, hit the deck. You know what I'm saying? One of those.
Yeah.
That really hurt my neck. It's going to be me tonight.
not from that, from playing... Black Ops 6.
Dude. I'll be on the deck playing.
Yeah. Open mouth gaming.
Oh. Open. One. Open mouth.
Got to.
Got to. Res. The Salem Seven enter the room of the trial as Lilia tells them it's not a good idea since something usually bad happens after completing a trial.
Yep.
Lilia activates her trap card, aka reversing the tower card, which flips the gravity, sending the Salem Seven toward the swords on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. The tower reversed.
The power within. Lilia smiles and also falls towards the swords. But before she hits, she's back with her mother and they start another lesson.
Mm.
We don't see a dead body. Don't see a dead body for Lilia.
Yep.
So.
I'm excited to touch on that.
Absolutely. Well, that's the end of the episode. So by all means, let's start touching. That was a weird thing to say. Sorry.
Damn it, Clay.
It's just, it comes out. I'm not trying to act weird about it.
I thought it was fantastic to see Lilia's flashbacks, to see them slowly grow into like a full circle
mm-hmm.
throughout the whole episode was amazing. And they really did it right.
I think we're talking about this a little bit off air, but I feel like a lot of movies and shows try to do this back and forth between the flashback or... going back in time and then coming back, like even using Tenet as an example.
Yeah.
That took people like 5-6 watches to understand what was going on.
Yeah.
I was able to follow this, and as were you. You were able to follow it throughout the whole episode with like very minimal, like what's going on kind of things.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. They really executed that
very well.
Perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't sloppy. It wasn't messy. It was good.
It's because it was quick.
Yeah.
It's not like you see a flashback and then you're like in this other zone
mm-hmm.
for a long period of time and then you go to the back to that point and you're like, oh wait. Oh that's
did that actually happen? Yeah. Agreed.
that's a great point. And then I find it interesting that Agatha was the one that put the death card on Lilia's tarot. I know she wanted to rush it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I found it very interesting because I'm just thinking of the callbacks from when Rio was talking of, like, the game plan.
Like, oh, in episode 4?
Power.
And I get the bodies.
Yeah, I get the bodies. Like, yep. She was... It's kind of seemed like a trade-off.
No, I agree with that. And obviously, Agatha has a close relationship with death, whether that be Rio or death itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, she said in the previous episode, you know, I've got more than my fair share when it comes to dead bodies as well. So that is interesting.
Yeah. And then Rio is the Lady of Death.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
Looks great.
I agree.
And then my theory for Lilia.
Love these.
I don't believe Lilia is dead. Mm-hmm. I believe that because she was able to see ahead when she told Agatha, when she calls you a coward, hit the deck.
That's a very good point.
How would she know that if she would, like,
if
she
her life ended right there.
Yeah, so that was an interesting thing, because I don't know if you can see in the future
if you're dead.
If you're not present in that future.
Yeah, no, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and then another one was that we get another flashback at the end of the episode, I believe, from her mother, and she says, "Let us begin."
Mm-hmm.
And I know she said that at the start of the episode of episode 7, but I feel like when she said that, I think it was a start of a different lesson, which I think we'll see later on.
Okay, so you don't think Lily is done?
No.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a very solid example, and we were talking off air as well. I hate to rip this from you, but... something you said was like, I don't believe anybody is dead if I don't see a dead body.
Yeah.
And we don't see Lilia's dead body.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you. I think if we are going to see Lilia, it's going to be at the end. It's going to be in episode 9. I don't think we're going to get her for the next episode. But I do agree that she's not dead.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, her consciousness, like, that body may have died, but, like, her consciousness, like, went back. Like, she just, like, she never, like, truly died. She just, like, lives through the cycle of life over and over.
Maybe.
Like, almost like a reincarnation thing, but she's just reincarnated back into herself as a kid. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. But I would like to see her again. I mean, I thought she was very useful in this episode.
It's just like you see the Salem Seven get stabbed by the swords when the tower's reversed.
Yep.
And then you see, I know it's supposed to be cinematic, but yeah, like, I always go by a rule. If you don't see them actually die, they're not dead.
Agreed.
So,
I mean, we've been phonified a few times.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm pretty confident, but I do agree. I think maybe episode 9 will probably see her.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get her for the next one.
No, definitely not. Yeah. I think it's going to be probably more of Rio and the Lady of Death.
Yeah.
And then just kind of like I want to say I kind of called it in this episode.
In my case, I think you did call it.
It just
wasn't everything you wanted.
Yeah, we finally see the Seven, and we do get a little more interaction, but it was very quick.
Yeah,
and barely any interaction.
Yeah, no dialogue.
No dialogue
outside of Agatha.
Yeah, and they're really teasing that through the entire show, and for that's how like they end is crazy.
Yep.
But
I called that.
Yeah. You did call
it. We got hoed by the Salem Seven.
We did.
Go back and watch the last episode. I said that we're going to get hoed, and we did.
And they were not that important.
No. Which bums me out, because they were like a creepy, scary vibe. Like, they could have done a lot more.
So they're just, did they talk at all? Like,
I mean, they were saying Agatha Harkness.
Yeah. I would have liked a little bit of
something.
Dialogue between the Salem Seven and Agatha.
Yeah. I mean, it's not over. Maybe.
Maybe.
They can, you know, shapeshift out of the swords.
Maybe. Because
I don't know.
We saw Nicholas Scratch in episode 5. And the...
Well, we didn't see him.
Sorry. Well, we heard it on the Ouija board. Spelled out.
Oh.
From Billy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But obviously, I don't know from how the Salem Seven is different in the comics than I think in this show.
So correct.
I'm not entirely sure. But
yeah. Is that everything?
But that is the end of my Act 3 notes.
Okay, perfect. Well, great ones out of you, honestly.
Thank you.
The tarot card scene when Lilia is pulling the cards for herself.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
One of the best, like, shots, like, best scenes of the show, in my opinion, so far.
Those cards are sick.
Cards are sick.
Yeah.
the aspect ratio change was really cool.
Yeah.
Like her like calling the card before it gets pulled was like a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. I really enjoyed that scene.
Yep.
As you said, Rio is confirmed Lady of Death. Love that. I think she looks fantastic.
Yep.
I got a random Hail Mary here.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a dart in the black wind.
Yeah.
That made no sense. I meant black room.
Yeah.
Or throw a dart into the wind. Whatever. What if Billy's spellbook becomes the next Darkhold?
That's a great... There's something very important about that spellbook.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I feel like Lilia saw something when she picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Didn't
tell Jen about it, so it's very important that she gave it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, yeah, it definitely could be the Darkhold, but there's something...
There's something more to it, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see more of it, because, I mean, we've seen it be used a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
It's come in clutch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think we're done with it quite yet.
Yeah.
What's crazy, though,
it's not really a
we're seven episodes into it.
Yeah.
Still no JDAG. Still waiting for that JDA.
Nothing about the painting.
Nothing about this painting either. And I also called that I thought this episode was going to be a Lilia's trial from previous episode.
Yep.
Called that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going with episode 8 is going to be the trial of the Green Witch.
Green Witch or Jen? Maybe the Green Witch.
Jen was episode 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
right.
it has to be
Billy.
Could be Billy's.
Green Witch could be episode 9.
I don't think there's gonna be a trial in episode 9. Mm. I don't think so.
Maybe.
But
it's gonna be a long one though.
We got 2 weeks to find out.
Probably
the whole,
50
whole
minutes.
Show. Probably.
Solid 50 minutes trial.
Could be.
Climax of it.
Yeah.
You know, getting your power.
Getting out of the road.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I have.
Well, I mean, I wanted to say this is by far my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Loved all the connections to it.
Mm-hmm.
It felt very important. Felt like a very important episode.
I would agree with that.
Very, it bridged all the gaps that I was looking for. Questions I was looking for, I feel like.
Okay.
I don't think I really have anything besides Lilia being alive or not.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm still really curious about Rio, like what her plan is. I guess I remember what episode that we covered when I said that like Agatha's gonna have to pick a side, whether that's siding with Rio or siding with her coven, whatever side that she doesn't pick, she's gonna have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to know if that's still in play. I'm curious to know if we're gonna get more Rio as Death.
Yeah.
Kind of like how you were hoping for more Salem 7, and that's what we got. I'm hoping similar, and I hope that's not what we get for Rio.
Yeah.
I definitely still have some questions floating around, but this episode was fantastic. I said it last episode that I thought that was my favorite episode. Unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah.
I still think it's top three though. I think it's I think it's 7, 3, 6.
I'm right on board with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, so far every episode in my opinion has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been like after watching one, like that was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the only one I was like,
whatever,
disliked the most,
yeah,
would probably be episode 5,
the Ouija board one.
Yeah
that's fair. I feel like we learned a little bit about Agatha's backstory, but outside of that,
I feel like it should have been way more important.
Agreed.
You know,
agreed.
Especially,
I mean, that's the main
Agatha,
character,
the main character.
Yeah.
So but that is the end of our
it's our timeline.
And
welcome back, folks.
Marvel news. Thank God you're doing the first one, because I need to pull it up.
All right. First one being that Daredevil Born Again trailer has been unveiled at New York Comic Con. There's actually going to be another Comic Con. I believe it's Brazil mm-hmm. Comic Con coming up soon. So hoping that maybe we get that trailer released out on the interwebs.
And I believe we got a release date.
Did we?
March of 2026, I think, I believe.
Well, we've had that.
We've had the release date for Daredevil.
We just don't know the specific date, but we know it's been March.
No, I think it's like March. I think it's beginning of March.
Okay,
could
interesting.
Be just absolutely.
Just butchering.
Butchering.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited. Like I said,
yeah.
I think it was last time I touched on Daredevil. I was like, I'm sick and tired of talking about the news. Let's just get the show.
Yeah.
Still in that same boat.
I think it's going to be really good, though.
They're building a lot of hype.
Well, it's also a lot of episodes, so that's probably why it's taking so long.
That's fair. That's fair. There's a lot of characters in it as well. Punisher, was it Tigers, White Tiger, Tiger's Blood?
Spider-Man's going to be referenced in it.
Spider-Man's going to be referenced.
See him in the news or something. Yeah. Swinging across.
Yeah.
Next one being is, it's confirmed that Tom Holland will be shooting Spider-Man 4 with Zendaya while also filming for Doomsday after he finishes up the newest Christopher Nolan film, which I'm so excited for. I believe it's a horror movie.
It's like a 1920s like vampire movie.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say this really quick that, and then I'll give you the floor for a minute. But I don't know if you've like seen like some of the stuff that Tom Holland's like his acting career, like what he's been up to the past like few years outside of Marvel.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of it has flopped.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like shitting on his like his agent and his like management of like, why are you giving him such bad roles? And I don't even think, like, I haven't watched all the stuff that he's done, but I've watched a good amount, and it's not, like, him being a bad actor. It's just, like, the writing isn't there, or, like, they don't develop the story very well, and that's not on
Andrew
him.
Garfield syndrome from Sony?
No, I mean outside of Marvel.
I know, I'm just, like, relating it, like,
oh, okay,
great actor, bad writing, bad, like, bad movie.
Yeah, yeah, but, yeah. I mean, he did, I mean, Hacksaw Ridge, fantastic.
Please, Lord, one more. Yeah. Give me the power.
No, I think Tom Holland's a great actor.
But they were like, oh my God, give his agent like a round of applause. Like they finally did it. Christopher Nolan. I mean, that's the guy you want.
Yeah.
With Matt Damon, by the way.
Yeah. They're and two then, main characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to be the vampires.
I think one will be, and then one will be like a vampire hunter.
It's got to be. I think, who'd you want?
As the vampire?
Yeah.
Tom.
I think he's so younger. As well, right?
Yeah,
and then Matt younger. Damon being the hunter. Hunter. Yeah.
Like he lives in like a cabin out in the woods. He's like, I knew this day would come.
Yeah.
He loads his stakes into his crossbow.
I think that movie's going to be really good.
It's Christopher Nolan. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
but he's got a lot on his schedule.
Yeah. He's a busy boy.
I'm a little nervous, though, about that news because he did a lot of filming previously. I don't know what's happening back there.
It kind of sounds like when Shelly drives off with your clutch.
But I remember he did a lot of filming, like for the Spider-Man Endgame. A lot of times he wanted to take a break. This is a lot on his schedule.
But he got his break.
He did get his break. So hopefully he doesn't get like that exhaustion again.
Yeah. Because
that is a grind.
Well, I think he's going to be doing, from the way I understood the article, was that he's going to be doing Spider-Man 4 shoots. While simultaneously, like, in the same place doing Doomsday shoots.
Wow.
So it's not like it's going to be, like, I got to go here and then memorize lines for here and then go back to here. Like, yeah. I think it's, like, kind of like what they did for Guardians, where it was, like, half the stuff that was shot for, what, 3 was also in the holiday special or whatever.
I want to say, I think I've said this before, like, how I wanted it, the Spider-Man 4 to be, with connections from Doomsday.
Yeah.
So I hope... It's kind of like Infinity War and Endgame, like how they filmed at the same time.
Yeah.
And there's a little bits of connections.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I don't Absolutely. Think Robert Downey's going to be in it.
No.
But maybe, I think, does Doomsday come out? Doomsday definitely comes out before because it's Doomsday, Spider-Man 4, Secret Wars.
I'm not totally sure.
I know Spider-Man's in between Doomsday and Secret Wars.
There is a leak for, it is... Variety, actually, sorry, real quick.
This isn't
in the Marvel news, but, I mean,
this is
exclusive.
Crazy. Yeah.
Variety, the...
This just in.
Tom Holland's Spider-Man will swing back into theaters July 24th of 2026. The project from director Destin Daniel Cretton will debut just 2 months after Avengers Doomsday.
See, like...
Spoiler alert, Spider-Man lives through Doomsday.
Yeah,
I guess that's fair.
So maybe he has like some trauma with like seeing Robert Downey as Dr. Doom. But
I don't know. We'll get on.
I know you're not a fan of it, but
no, I just don't think that's gonna make a connection.
I don't see
like him's gonna see RDJ and be like think that that's Iron Man. I don't think that's gonna happen. Personally,
okay, that's fair.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think.
I don't know if you had anything more to add.
No.
Okay. I know you're a big Spider-Man guy.
Big Spider-Man guy.
Sorry, and we're now playing footsie a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited. Zendaya's back. That's great.
Yep.
Need that MJ.
I wonder if Ned's going to be back.
I kind of hope so. I like that trio.
I don't like Flash.
Yeah, he's not part of the trio, though. He sucks.
Yeah, never been a fan.
Yeah. Vision Quest is reportedly slated to start filming in early 2025.
Nice.
I believe it's like early spring.
Yeah.
So they're, I mean, they're cooking. I think that they're getting the feedback from Agatha, and they're like, wait, hold on. Because I remember, that's crazy.
Some a kid's dying outside.
I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe the Agatha's out there. Is that Nicholas Scratch? but I remember telling you, I don't remember which episode it was, but it's supposed to be like a trilogy, WandaVision, yeah. Agatha All Along, and Vision Quest. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that they're getting the feedback from Agatha, everyone loving it, that they're going to put the same best foot forward for this.
For sure. Yeah, I'm excited for Vision Quest.
Mm-hmm.
Need an answer.
Oh, about White Vision?
We need an answer.
Yes, the Ship of Thesis. Mm.
Yeah. It's a great scene.
That's
I
fantastic.
Love that episode, yeah.
Yes.
Next up thing is Blade has once again been pulled from its release date with no release date in sight. This project is not happening.
There's only ever been one Blade. There's only ever going to be one Blade.
Yeah, this is not happening. It's done.
What's crazy is Marshala Ali said like he's happy with where the project's going and he's happy with the delay. Which means nothing because, buddy, you're not writing it. But
I
didn't know he's still on board.
Honestly, I could see this movie coming out. It's a movie, right?
It is a movie.
This movie coming out after the Multiverse Saga.
I would not be shocked. Or like star. Very tail end or something.
Yeah.
But because there is something else I'm going to circle back to.
Okay.
That maybe will bridge the gap.
Okay.
But next one being that Marvel has added three new projects to their timeline for February 18th, 2028, May 5th, 2028, and November 10th, 2028. So three projects in 2028.
As I was saying.
That's fair. I'm thinking two movies and a show.
You could see this. I could see it playing out like Blade goes into Secret Wars, Mahershala Ali's character.
Mm-hmm.
People love him. They get a gauge off if they like him or not. They approve the project for Blade.
But isn't Secret Wars 2027?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he's in that.
In Secret Wars.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm seeing. I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's valid. I don't know. I enjoy the fact that they're planning this far ahead.
I know they're hinting at like a Deadpool and Wolverine 2.
I saw something about that.
So that definitely could be up there.
They're also looking to do their revive the mutants.
Gotta get a Ghost Rider in soon.
I agree. Ghost Rider would be great. Doing X-Men over again would be fantastic.
Maybe a Daredevil movie. The show does really good.
I mean, yeah, I think it will.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they could be throwing into this. So, I don't know. I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited that they're planning this far ahead because that lets them intertwine stuff like they did back in the Hisay.
Also, never know. I know Spider-Man could be another Spider-Man movie.
Could be. No, yeah. It could be. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. I just so tough with Sony.
I know.
But I do feel like, I mean, it's confirmed now he's in Doomsday. It is confirmed, which makes me feel like Kevin and Tom won that battle against Sony.
Yeah. Have to.
So maybe they're like, hey, give him to him until 2030. Then we can circle the block again.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. This one I'm really excited for.
And this is one I wanted to circle back with.
Marvel Studios is also reporting speeding up
production,
for Midnight Suns.
I think Blade might be in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead
for sure.
of one instead of Secret Wars.
Yeah. I need Midnight Suns.
I know. This looks so exciting.
So good.
That and I also heard, it's not written in here either, I'm so sorry. But I heard or read that Fantastic Four is ahead of schedule as well, so they're able to like they're pushing stuff out
Which
relatively quickly. And I mean, obviously I'm not there, but I'm not hearing any like negative press about like them working a lot more than usual. But yeah, Midnight Suns,
awesome.
I'm ecstatic.
I'm very very excited. It's just like the characters in that is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Next one being that Kraven the Hunter is rumored to have a new trailer coming out within the following week.
Oh, nice. I wonder if I'm going to watch that over and over again. Because, you know.
Oh, because they're going to release it and then watch the whole movie over and over again.
Yeah, during the holidays.
Well, yeah, it would make sense.
I don't like how they said that. Kind of gave me a bad taste for Kraven the Hunter. And I want it to be a good movie.
I still think it's going to be a fantastic movie. But yeah, I think it's just the egos of Sony thinking that they run it. Buddy, you guys run the video game market.
Also, not gonna lie, I was on TikTok, scrolling through TikTok, saw some Venom.
Oh yeah,
spoilers.
How do you get spoilers?
That's from the movie.
Oh yeah.
Yikes! It didn't look good, but I'm gonna watch the whole.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I hope it's good, but yeah, saw some little bits. I'm like, ugh. I don't know.
I think it's fantastic.
Next one is Brave New World has a rumored runtime of 2 hours and 10 minutes. Great time.
I agree with that. Yep. I think didn't we say that about Deadpool and Wolverine as well, right? It's not super long. It's short, straight to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the movie. I'm excited it's not going to be a forever long movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just ecstatic about the whole thing.
There's a lot of good Marvel news.
Marvel's cleaning up.
Yeah,
like it felt like last year was really messy and like they just nobody knew like what direction. Yeah. It feels like they're cleaning it up.
And yeah, we definitely have some frustrations with Marvel. Mostly the bad news that we say on Marvel news is from Sony.
A lot of it. Is North Korea invading us?
Or I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on, but we've got some new mics. Yeah, if you guys haven't even noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. We sound fantastic.
Hopefully you guys aren't even hearing it, which would be awesome.
That would be great.
Sick and tired hearing an F-16 fly when I'm editing. But that's the end of our...
Sorry.
That's the end of our Marvel news.
That is the end of the Marvel news. And if you guys are still here hanging out with us, why don't you do us a favor? Make that red rectangle a gray one by subscribing. Hit that thumbs up while you're at it.
Yeah.
Fun little confetti action. And let us know if we're doing a good job, bad job, if you guys are enjoying what we're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzo, why don't you raise up those hands if you don't mind? Bang! We got the talks, we got the Instagrams, we got the Twitters. Make sure you're checking out that Instagram and those talks, especially because my boy right here to my right, Tyler, has been chefing up some clips. Your phone might explode because how hot they are. You know what I'm saying? It is getting winter, so you might want that just for a little campfire.
Why is this spicy?
No, Tyler's been absolutely killing it with the clips.
Thank you, sir.
So make sure you guys are checking those out. You guys have been absolutely phenomenal in the comment section and the views and the likes on them. We really do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much. But outside of that, we've been the watchers.
Yeah.
Peace and buck grease.